Here's a thought I'm titling Blade Runner and Puccini's Butterfly. And I'm hoping I don't need to explain either Blade Runner, the movie, starring Harrison Ford, one of my all-time favorites, and Puccini's Madame Butterfly, the classic opera from the turn of the 20th century. Believe it or not, these two have a relationship, which I find fascinating, and I can illustrate that by asking a simple question. Do you ever go back and revise a previously finished image or project? I don't. At least I never have. And maybe I should. Because sometimes great artists do, as we can tell from Blade Runner and Puccini's Madame Butterfly. There are, believe it or not, 5 different published versions of the movie Blade Runner. There was a pre-release version, a theatrical version, a second theatrical version, a version called the director's cut, and a 5th version called the final cut. They're all basically the same movie, but have some subtle differences and some not-so-subtle differences. My least favorite is the theatrical version, which included Harrison Ford doing a rather bland and featureless voiceover that explained the movie. I much prefer the final cut, where director Ridley Scott eliminated the voiceover and included a couple of other scenes that weren't included anywhere else. The point is, 5 finished versions of essentially the same movie. I think that's fascinating. I think it's a wonderful demonstration about creative directions and the fact that there is no single creative direction that is the one and only version of a project based on the nature of projects. No, every aesthetic production involves choices, and sometimes those choices will change over time. We'll wish we had done it differently, and oftentimes those second judgments are right. I wasn't aware until recently that Puccini made several substantial revisions to his opera, Madame Butterfly, and he did so based on performances of the previous versions engaging the audience reaction to the opera. If the audience didn't react the way he wanted them to react, he revised the opera. He did that 5 times, and eventually ended up with an opera that's generally considered one of the greatest operas of all time. But it took him revision after revision after revision to get there. I should have learned this earlier in my life, because it was demonstrated so clearly in one of the first workshops I ever attended that was sponsored by the Owens Valley Photography Workshops, Bruce Barnbaum, John Sexton, and Ray McSaveny. And one of the things that Sexton brought with him to the workshop, which I know a number of you have probably seen, were the 15 or so variations on Monolith Face of Half Dome that Ansel Adams produced in the course of his life. Some of the very earliest prints were on something called Parmelian paper. I have no idea what that is, but it was a very soft, almost platinum palladium look, maybe even softer than platinum palladium. It was a lovely image, but it wasn't at all what we eventually know as the absolutely spectacular gelatin silver print that's been included in every Ansel Adams book and gallery presentation I think he's ever had. If such great artists as Ridley Scott and Puccini and Ansel Adams, if they can all believe they can improve their previous work with a new revision, why would we think that we can't? Isn't it fairly obvious that all of us are not the photographer that we were in our 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s, and that we may have a new interpretation to a favorite project? So here's the challenge I want to toss out, just in case any of you are interested in it. Go back and find a project that you completed some time ago that's a finished, done deal that you've maybe put on your website, maybe you created a PDF, maybe you did a blurb book, something definitely finished with a tangible period at the end of the sentence, a finished, completed project, and reopen it and look at it again. And explore the idea of changing images, changing processing, changing sequencing, changing the text, changing the layout, What can you do to make version 2 or the second edition or whatever you want to call it of a project that might be an improvement over the first? I find it hard to believe that the first time we do anything, we do it perfectly. Don't we sort of know that intuitively? So there might be every reason in the world to go back and make a second revision and see if you can do it better based on the fact that you're a more accomplished, more mature, probably better photographer than you were when you made that project 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.